Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shachtin Blog Talk Radio Show on every day and sometimes evening or afternoons. And today I'm going to be the way to the afternoon, but usually it's at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, 10 or 11. And all are welcome. And this is a show in which we get at the facts and the truth and nothing but the truth. No big lies, no political no political code words, none of that nonsense. This is a show where you hear the truth and nothing but the truth. And tonight, as you know, I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary. I have a degree in theology. And I treasure and I'm committed to the person and work of Christ in the church. I'm not abandoning that position at this point for any particular reason. I think it's true. I think it's valid. And now I'm going to talk about tonight one of the parables called The Parable of the Pearl. I've written a book on the parables, The Parable of Jesus, a personal commentary. And this is chapter 14 called The Parable of the Pearl. Right now, I'm not going to go into this, but I am going to go into a few elements where I think the basics of the show are and what is my background is. This show is concerned with literature and books. I'm a very great fan of books and literature. I love it. I love the great writers of the past, such as John Milton's Paradise Lost, which he wrote when he was blind, the only epic poem in English, and Paradise Regained. I'm interested in St. Augustine. I'm interested in the great writers of the past. Those are two examples, the Epistles of Paul in the Bible, and there are many others I like to talk about when I have the time. T.S. Eliot, The Idea of a Christian Society, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, and many, many others. And I also, this is a Christian show, I'm committed to the love and reality of Christ, and this show will be concerned itself with Christian belief. But I welcome all faiths and all ideas and all opinions and all nations and all races. I see the face and love of Christ in every person I see in the world. Now, I also have a political slant. I'm somewhat conservative on abortion issue and gay marriage, but I welcome to this show all who adhere to what they wish. A woman believes she wants to have an abortion. She's welcome to be heard here. And if a gay marriage is welcome to be spoken of, and I want both the woman who has an abortion and the person who's done the gay marriage to be with me in heaven. I know that Jesus wants everyone with him in the joy and love of heaven. I know he does, and I'm sure he does. As it says in Timothy, in his letter to Timothy, he wills that all men be saved. So I'm going to go into a little bit of my background here so you'll understand where I'm coming from as a person. Some people may know about me, others may not. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness, media lies, media falsehoods. There's a big lie. We're interested in truth and facts and nothing more, and intellectual honesty and intellectual discernment. That is what we're concerned about in this show, hearing the truth, hearing the facts, not the big lie. Not political code words, not political rhetoric, none of that at all is concerned with in this show. Show is a Christian show, as I said. I welcome all faiths and ideas and opinions, nations, races, etc. I welcome all because I know that Jesus died for all men in the world and women, including our gay brothers and sisters, our Islamic brothers and sisters, our Buddhist brothers and sisters, and all are subject to his love. And great love and great concern for all. Next, this show has a political slant. I'm generally conservative on most issues, such as abortion and gay marriage, but there are other things in which I draw the line. I'm very concerned with Jesus' concern for the poor, and I believe he exhibited that many times in his choice of the disciples, tradesmen. And then he was accused of who is this man that eats with publicans and sinners, and his followers were poor people. and he died on the cross besides two criminals. So he had great concern for the poor, as I do, and I draw the line in terms of my conservative views on that issue. I have great concern for the poor. I think they should be given help, and I think they need help. Now, I'm going to now talk about something else here. I used to run a podcast show. I no longer do it, but I will be resuming it soon. And I presently run this Blog Talk radio show, which I get many visitors from countries all over the world, particularly Islamic countries. I've had visitors from Saudi Arabia, all kinds of places. I listen to this show, and I welcome all, or in every way, regardless of their faith, regardless of their nation, who they are as persons, and who they are as peoples, and whatever their race and nation is, I welcome them because I know Jesus loves them and died for them in every way. I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books. The legal books are Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2. The Christian books are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. The other Christians are my book on the parables. There are 41 parables in the Gospels. They're fascinating. They're great. They are the words and mind of Christ, and we should not miss them at all. I love them. I read the parables constantly. I've written a book on the parables, a personal commentary on the parables. I recommend it. I recommend reading the parables because they are the mind and thoughts of Christ. And those thoughts in the parables are immeasurably great. I've recently written a book on the Psalms, a commentary on a whole 150 Psalms. And many of these Psalms have great literary value. They're Hebrew lyric poetry. They're beautiful. They're great. I can't stop reading them. I read the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm while I was in Sunday school, and I memorized them. I read the Psalms in Hebrew in seminary, and I treasure them and love them. The Psalms are great literary products of the Jewish culture. They are also great thinking mechanisms. If you read the Psalms, your mind is grown and developed, which is what we want. We want a society in which the Psalms are are read and read and continually read. And I recommend you parents, take your kids to the library, show them a Bible, read the Psalms to them, read the Psalms with them, and read the parables of Christ. You will not waste your time. You may waste your time on The Economist and the New York Post, New York Times. You could waste your time. I would advise you to read the Psalms and read the parables if you want to make good use of your time. If you want your kids to grow, you want your kids to read books that will grow them, that will stretch their minds, that will develop their minds. That's what good books and great books do for them. Have them read those books and they will grow. Have them read modern books and they will decline into ignorance and darkness. You can do what you want, but I warn you, unless they read the great books, their minds will be atrophied and turned into jelly. I'm writing other books, a book on the blogs, the four blogs, book blogs, which I've written four books on my blogs, philosophical, theological, and philosophical blogs. I also have written a book on the New York Family Law and Practice, the chapter on paternity. I'm writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I've written one chapter on the biblical miracles. I have written a book on called Res Gestae, in a chapter in Bender's Consolidated Evidence. I've written a book on New York jurisprudence, a legal encyclopedia, a book on criminal law demands and notices. This is a chapter in that legal encyclopedia in New York jurisprudence. And I'm writing a book on on the Book of Job, which is one of the great books of the Hebrew Bible. He was not Jewish. He was an Edomite. And in this great, great book, Job is tested to his utmost by God with trials. And he passes them. It's a great book. It's a wonderful book. And as I say, when you read a great book, your mind is stretched and developed and made, and you become something that you didn't think you could become. Could be Milton's Paradise Lost, could be A Passage to India by E.M. Forster, could be Tolstoy's Resurrection, it could be Tolstoy's War and Peace, it could be Anna Karenina. Any of those books will stretch the mind of your young people and young person and develop them and bring them to the level that they are capable of. Next, I've written three major law review articles, one on the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure, and it has been bought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department. It's been bought by many, many universities throughout the world. I've also written a book, To Academicus, a Albanian scientific journal, has published two of my articles, one on sexual orientation discrimination. I detest any form of discrimination in any way. And I also have written an article on Academicus on the United States educational system, which I'm convinced is failing our young people. And recently, a book is being published with an element of one of its chapters on sexual orientation discrimination, which will be distributed widely throughout the world. So that's as much as I can say about myself tonight. I usually give this talk because some people don't know me, and maybe I'm worth knowing, maybe not. Knowing the reality of sin, I may not be worth knowing, and I may be deserve what most of us deserve, punishment and isolation for our failure to love others as we are commanded to do. To love our neighbor as ourselves is very difficult. To love our enemies is even more difficult. To pray for those who persecute is even more difficult. Jesus said, anger is murder. He said, lust is the same as adultery. He made radical statements which we must understand and absorb and deal with if we're to understand the greatness of the thinking of Jesus Christ. And now I'm going to talk about the parable of the pearl. It's found in Matthew 13:45. Again, the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it. The parable found in Matthew 13:45 is similar in language and meaning to the parable of the treasure. In the parable of the pearl, found only in Matthew, Jesus is represented as saying the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value sells all that he has and buys it. In this parable, the man may be said to be the person who is searching and looking for something to fulfill his life. Perhaps the analogy here is the merchant is not looking for something of material value, but is looking for something that could change his life and thinking or remake him as a person. So in this parable, the man may be said to be a person who is searching and looking for fulfillment, for understanding. Perhaps the analogy here is that the merchant is not looking for something of material value, a pearl, but something that could change his life and thinking or remake him as a person. The analogy, again, is that having found Christ, which is the pearl, the kingdom of heaven, which he is looking for in terms of understanding what's going on in the world, the person gives up everything, gives up all his material goods, and buys it. The idea of sacrifice is present here. Jesus says here that like a merchant, we can search for our entire lives for something truth, or something to pin our lives on as human beings. And we search for understanding, for fulfillment. We search for our entire lives for some truth, or something to pin our lives on as human beings. And like us, when the merchant finally finds his pearl, and the pearl is Christ, he has found what fulfills him. He has found Jesus. He is in the pearl. He is represented as giving up all his material goods to have Jesus, to give up everything. All of us in our lives are on a journey or timeline. Each one of us has a timeline. And in that timeline, Jesus tells us that here we search for some truth or something we can believe in. Jesus says here that when we find him, like the merchant, We may have to sacrifice things that we possess, or even material moral ties. So essentially, Jesus says that like the merchant who searched and found Christ and fulfillment and truth, he gives up all his material goods and buys it. He gives up everything for Jesus. The idea of sacrifice is present here. Jesus says here that like the merchant, we can search our entire lives for some truth or something to pin our lives on as human beings. We can spend our entire life searching. When we find Jesus, we have our searching ends. The Jesus is the pearl. Like us, when the merchant finally finds the pearl, which is Christ, he is representative of giving his all, giving up his material goods to have and possess Jesus. Jesus says here, we're all in our lives on a journey or timeline. Each of us has timeline. And in that timeline, Jesus tells us here, we search for some truth, or something we can believe in. And Jesus really seems to say here that that pearl is Christ. When we find him like the merchants, the person gives up everything, all his material goods, to have the reality of Jesus. The interpretation is that when we find the answer is Christ like the merchants, we may have to sacrifice everything and give up everything to possess that pearl, which is Christ. You may have to give up all our material goods, things that we treasure and love materially. We may have to give that up when we found the answer in Christ, which is the pearl. He says to follow Christ is not easy and may involve in sacrifice and persecution, but he's certain for the person who knows who he is, he will, having been discerning and knowledgeable, give up everything for Christ. The pearl is Christ. He gives up all his material goods for Christ. He has found what fulfills him, what he wants, what all of us want. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk about the pearl, and you'll find it in chapter 14 of my book, The Parables of Jesus, A Personal Commentary, and I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, as I've enjoyed it too, to once again give an exposition of the words of Christ in the Bible. Good night.